In 2 weeks' time, we're going to be encountering a day that's Oyoim Venoira. Its sanctity is awesome. Zohar equates it and elevates it above Yom Kippur itself. But at the same time, the Ramban used a very, very powerful description about those things that are holy and have tremendous propensity for holiness. The Ramban said, "Kol ha-mekudosh me-chaveroi me-churuv yoyser mimenu." That which has tremendous sanctity could become more destroyed and has a propensity to lead to a place that's full of chas v'chalila rishus. Every year, in Jewish communities around the world, there are hospitals that are lined with young men, and unfortunately nowadays young women as well, whose lives are in danger because they did not do Purim right. I remember as a teenager, there were instances where young men were killed on Purim. Drunk driving. So Purim is a place and a time where there's a tremendous amount of Kedusha, but Chas v'Chalila could be entirely distorted. What is it about the sanctity of Purim? Why is it that Purim has such a great challenge? And what can we glean, continuing some points that we spoke about last week, towards our Avodah, towards Purim? I want to share with you an amazing nugget. This nugget is nothing less than a fascinating piece of history. My Rebbe's Rebbe, Rav Nevensal Shlita's Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, got married on Purim. He got married on Purim Friday, on a Purim Meshulash. And his drasha was about if you're allowed to get married on Purim. By the way, the reason why he got married on Purim was because in those days, they were so poor. For a wedding, they would try to attach a wedding to another Jewish holiday or Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said two Torahs. This is brought down in the Sefer Shalmei Moed. I heard the crux of it from Rav Nevensal. He said two Torahs. The first Torah, one of the Rabbanim said, it's too serious. He said, you didn't say enough Purim Torahs. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said another Torah. It wasn't what we call Purim Torah. But then he said a machshav on Purim. And he said, is it mutter for me to get married today? At the end of the day, Chazal say, v'samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha. You're not allowed to get married on a chag. Rav Shlomo Zalman developed that Purim is in no way a yontif. Because when it comes to a yomtov has certain ways in which you're supposed to be misameach. Purim, you can be misameach in any way, shape, or form. And he made reference to a piece from the Brisker Rav, the Emek Bracha, where the Emek Bracha says something that I never understood. Before I read the Emek Bracha's words from the Brisker Rav, again, what's the punchline that Rav Shlomo Zalman said? When it comes to all other Yomim Tovim, there is a particular mitzvah of simcha to be misameach in the Yom. By Purim, there's no Kedushas HaYom. And then, if the simcha is to be misameach with your wife, then that also qualifies as simcha. And then he makes reference to this piece from the Brisker Rav that I never entirely understood. In other words, it fit in everything that my Rabbeim said, but it was so radical, I never quoted it. But tonight I think I finally have an understanding. The Brisker Rav says that when it comes to all Yomim Tovim, Ikar Mitzvah Simcha, Eino Ela L'smoach B'Hashem. The Mitzvah Simcha is to rejoice with Hashem. However, Avol B'Purim, Kiva D'Chsiv Mishteh V'Simcha, Remember our diuk a couple weeks ago. Nimsa shahamishta atzma hihi gufa mitzvah. Bili shum tachlisim shel simcha. And then he says, that's the pshar chayiv inish levisume. The Brisker Rav says that when it comes to Yom Tov, there you're supposed to be misameach b'shem, and Purim, you're not supposed to be misameach b'shem. And therefore, there's no problem where there it says, by Yom Tov it says, Nagila v'nispecha b'shem. When it comes to Purim, no. And he says, that's the din also of chayiv inish levisume. What does that mean? How could a Jew be misameach outside of Hashem? What in the world does that mean? There's a very strange Ramah. The Ramah that begins Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah that ends Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah that begins Shulchan Aruch starts, Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. And the Ramah has a tremendous sense of humor. He concludes Purim, and he concludes Shulchan Aruch with, like, I could see the Ramah laughing on Purim as he writes this. The last part of Shulchan Aruch, Ramah concludes, Hilchos Purim, Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid. What's the beautiful joke that the Ramah is saying? The Ramah starts off Shulchan Aruch and he says, Hashem should be in front of you constantly. And then he concludes Shulchan Aruch and he says constantly again, but this time he doesn't say Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. This time, Reb Tzadok points out, he says, Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid. So the Ramah is begging an irony. The irony is, which Tamid is it? Is it that you're constantly in front of Hashem? Or are you b'mishne tamid? And the answer to that question lies in what the Zayar is saying. And if you think about it, it's the culmination of our yeshiva's man as well. And that is that on Yom HaKippurim, we stand like angels for 25 hours in front of Hashem. But that's not how the year ends. Now, that's not the culmination. That is the beginning. That is the beginning of the Zman. The Zman starts preparing for that moment of Lifnei Hashem. But the culmination, the Makkah B'Patish, the completion, the pinnacle, is a different Tamid. The pinnacle is Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid. The pinnacle is not to stand in front of God in holiness, in separation, but it's to go to a day that has absolutely no Kedusha and turn that into Avodas Hashem. Last time we mentioned that Esther asked for a Yom Tov. She didn't get a Yom Tov. Simple pshat is that she asked for a Yom Tov and she got something less. According to this pshat, the Oimek HaDover based on the Zayar is no, that she got something that was higher but more sublime. In other words, the Kedusha comes from Tov Lev Mishta Tamid. And really what the Ramah is saying is that there's no stira between Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid and Tov Lev Mishta Tamid. Hainu Hach! It's exactly it. Someone who started from a place of Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid could bring themselves that the Mishta and the Shtiyah V'chulei is part of Avodas Hashem. That becomes all part of their Avodas Hashem. How beautiful, amazing vart from Mayri Rabbi Rav Nevensal on a well-known Gemara, but it's hard to understand the beautiful vart. The Gemara says, V'hoyo l'Hashem l'Shem, that Hashem will be given a name, Zu Mikra Megillah, the Gemara says. This is Mikra Megillah. In other words, again, here Ravina Ravashi have a sense of humor. What is Hashem's expression of Hashem? Megillah. Of course, the irony is that Megillah is the one place that Hashem doesn't have a name. So what are Ravina Ravashi telling us? This is not even Rav Nevensal's word. This is before he even starts. What are Ravina Ravashi telling us? That the ultimate Shem Hashem, the ultimate Shem Hashem, is finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Hester of Hoyol Hashem L'Shem. My Rebbe is Maisiv so much more. Listen to this. How many Masechtas are there in Shas? So most people think there's 63. So Rav Nevensal argues that there's 65. Because once upon a time, Kalim was divided into three different Masechtas. How many Sifrei Tanakh are there? Most people think there are 24. Rav Zal points out, Pi Chazal, there's 26. Because Parshas Bahaloscha Vahib and Sayaron is a separate Sefer Bifnei Atzmo, means that there are 7 Sifrei Svarim from Torah before we get to Tanakh. What is the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei? 26. What's the gematria of Adnos? Aleph 65. Aleph Dalad 65. Ahoya Lashem Lashem. What completes the Masechtos and Shas? What's the last Masechta chronologically? Masechus Megillah. What's the last of the Sifrei Tanakh? Esther Seif Hanisim is the Megillah. V'hoya Lashem Lashem, the Shem Hashem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incomplete until Purim comes along. Our Zman is entirely incomplete until Purim comes along. The year, the Jewish year, is entirely incomplete until Purim comes along. Why? Because the last step is to go to a place that's so sublime, that's a place of Tov Lev, where it's Mishteh Tamid, the place of Mishteh Tamid, and to turn that into Tov Lev. What is that place? So maybe I could add something that hit me tonight. Pasuk says that Haman went out, Vayetza Haman Bayoy Mahu, Sameach V'Tov Lev. Same Tov Lev. So Reb Tzadik HaKohen is very, very bothered. Tov Lev is used as Tov Lev Mishteh Tamid is used in Mishlei to describe a tzaddik. How can he go out besimcha the Tov Lev? So I'd like to say a pshat. He went out, Haman went out by Yomahu Sameach. Haman goes out, when is he Sameach? When there's a Gilui, by Yomahu, when everything is good, when God's role in one's life is obvious. What is the tafkid of Tov Lev Mishteh Tamid? Tov Lev Mishteh Tamid is the opposite, where it's not Sameach Bayomahu, where there is no Kedushas Hayom, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a day where he said, you're going to have to turn those klipas into Kedusha. That Haman can't do. That Haman can't do. He could be Tov Lev when it comes Yom Kippurim, when everything is obvious, but to find the Kedusha and the Gashmias, that he can't do. That's the pshat in what the Brisker Rav was saying. What does the Brisker Rav say? The Brisker Rav says that all of the Yomim Tovim you're b'sameach b'Hashem, Purim you're not b'sameach b'Hashem. Of course there's nothing outside of being b'sameach b'Hashem. What the Brisker Rav is saying is that when it comes to Avodas Purim is not an Avoda where there's Kedusha and you tap into the Kedusha. The Tafkid is to be Mekadish the Tachtonim, to raise them up entirely in Avodas Hashem. They say there was a fellow who Reuven saw his friend Shimon, who's dressed up on Purim. And he had sponges all over him. And he said, what are you dressed up as? And he said, I'm self-absorbed. A person who's self-absorbed can't get the essence of what Purim is. Not only self-absorbed in oneself, as the Rambam described in Hilchos Purim about Matanas Lavyonim that we read last time, but absorbed in a world that's shakua and gashmi. We've gone through an amazing, amazing zman together of tremendous growth in ruchnias. A time in which that we've elevated, starting from Yom Kippur, where we stood to like malachim, we now have a holy opportunity, the holiest opportunity of the year, the highest, the Zohar says, to Mekadeshim Shemayim, and to raise our avoda up from the Gashmias, where there's no Kedushas Hayom, to Hiskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, that's the answer to the tragic question. Only a person who spent time, Shvisi Hashem LeNegdi Samid, who started from Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, only that person could take that last Siman and Shulchan Aruch and elevate it in Avodas Hashem. And once we prepare, once we spend some time thinking about it, once we spend some time thinking about how the sublime is the key in Avodas Hashem. How those things that are put at the heel, Amalek, at the Akev, that are put at the heels of life, where people elevate those things that look spiritual, but the whole sod that we quote from Rav Tatz in the past, Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod, that the secret of Klal Yisrael is the ability to be Mekadesh the Chomrios, that is where the ultimate Kedusha lies. So Hashem Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya to make the most of Purim, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, to be Zocha, not to be self-absorbed. Dress up as something else. And with that, we'll be able to turn ourselves into Kalim of Kedusha, even in places that seem to be devoid of Kedusha.